Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Now here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College basketball on the air today on 1230 KHAS. Northwestern in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, once again, we see a nationally ranked team in here this afternoon, and obviously another big game for us.
Yeah, Northwestern is obviously a really good team. They're, you know, three-time national champions, and the first time we played them, we obviously had a difficult time with them on the road there at Orange City. And, you know, it's exciting to play them at home and get another shot. I think we're a lot better than we were back in early December. And I think we've made some adjustments both offensively and defensively over the course of the last month and a half or two. And I think, you know, it's definitely going to be a challenge, but it should be an exciting challenge and an exciting game for our kids to play in.
They beat us the first time around 77-45 in Orange City. It's a game that they jumped out to a 43-18 lead by halftime. Nothing went our way the first time around.
Yeah, you know, I think that was a perfect storm for a lot of things. For us, not such a great storm, but you know, they were playing really well offensively. Everything they were shooting was going in, and we weren't very good at all that day. You know, we probably tried to pressure them a little bit too much. I'll take that one on my shoulders. You know, our game plan was to try to pressure them in the backcourt because we felt like their offense was really good in the half court, and that kind of played into their hands a little bit and was, you know, allowed them to play even more in transition. We weren't able to contain the ball like we had hoped, and so you know, they got way more looks in the paint than we would have liked them to, and kind of ran by us in a lot of ways. And so you know, today we'll do some things differently. We're gonna go with a little bit of a different strategy, somewhat against my nature as a coach to want to not pressure in the backcourt and lay off a little bit and guard the paint a little bit better. I think that's a better strategy for us this time around.
Last time out, you had a pretty good ball game, albeit a loss up at Briar Cliff, but we showed some glimpses of a pretty good basketball team up there last Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I've really felt like the first 40 minutes, maybe aside from the first 2 minutes of the game, was probably our best 40 minutes strung together, especially against a really good team. I felt like our kids really played, you know, Briar Cliff tough and guarded pretty well, really executed our game plan defensively. And then offensively, you know, we were much more aggressive in their traps and attacking their zone presses and getting the ball to the middle of the floor and not just breaking their press, but really trying to attack and score in transition as a result of that. And I thought our kids did a really good job with that. And the more that we've seen, you know, those presses that are similar, Northwestern runs something very similar to Briar Cliff, maybe not quite as they don't gamble quite as much, but it's very similar, kind of a 1-1-2-1 press look, 2-2-1 full court press. And so our kids have seen this quite a bit, and I really feel confident that we'll be able to execute and attack, and if we do those things, we'll get easy shots.
Now, you did not have a midweek game this week, so he's had a couple of extra days to prepare for this game, and is that a benefit for us, or once we get on a roll and play well last Saturday, is it a deterrent to our game?
You know, I think it's been we had a break a little bit longer than normal when we played Dakota Westland too here at home, and I think it's good for our kids. I think it gives them a couple extra days for us to kind of game plan and really plan out what we want to do, especially defensively, since that's something that, you know, we've really relied on this year, is being able to slow teams down, especially these high power scoring offenses like Briar Cliff and Northwestern and Concordia and Morningside. And so you know, we've used the extra couple days to really come up with a defensive game plan, you know, in hopes of slowing them down and then coming up with a couple things offensively that, you know, to adjust from the first game. And hopefully we get ourselves some easier looks at the basket. The other thing that hopefully will be different today than the first time we played Northwestern is they played way more physical than we did. you know, especially when they were guarding in man. We weren't cutting very hard, and they were jamming us through the lane and just playing really physical, and we didn't adjust to that very well. So that's again something we've been talking about all week is making sure that, you know, we match their physicality, because that's going to be a huge part of the game on both ends of the court.
Okay, we'll come back and talk a little bit more about Northwestern as our pregame show continues after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Back with Hastings College head coach Kerry Hofstetter. Hastings and ninth-ranked Northwestern here this afternoon. It's a team that can put a lot of points on the scoreboard in a hurry, but ironically, they do it without a three-point shot here. They're last in the league as far as 3 points attempted in this thing, so it's not going to be a big three-point shooting team today.
No, you know, Northwestern this year, you know, they have several kids on the floor at a time who haven't taken a single three-pointer. DeYoung hasn't taken, you know, their best player on the court. Leading scorer, leading rebounder, hasn't taken a single three-pointer all season. And so, yeah, they're able to do it in the paint and do it kind of mid-range. You know, for us, that means we've really got to protect the areas where they really try to attack, which is the paint. And we're not going to allow ourselves to get spread as much and gamble and try to deny. We're just going to, you know, guard them after the catch and really make it tough to score in the lane. They do have a couple of kids that can hit three-pointers if you leave them open, and so we need to be aware of where they're at. But again, you know, they're really, really heavily reliant on scoring in transition, and so for us that means we really have to take care of the ball today and make sure that we don't turn it over, especially, you know, in the backcourt or early in the shot clock, you know, they're really good at transitioning and turning, you know, your mistakes into easy points for themselves. And so they're able to score a lot of points without the three-pointer, and yet at the same time they do, you know, make a few every game, and it's kind of one of those things where you forget that they shoot them, and then they hit a couple, and most of their threes come in transition, so we'll have to make sure that we protect the three-point line early in the shot clock.
It seems like we're playing all these teams are basically the same type of teams, the teams that can score and transition and play good pressure defense. That's pretty good right here all together, isn't it? Game planning against teams that are very similar.
Yeah, you know, and it's really just, you know, each team has a couple different things that they might do or sets that they run in order to get their kids open where they want them open. Northwestern, you know, the half court offense that they run is really tough to guard. It's you hardly ever see them run, you know, set any down screens. It's always back screens. Obviously your defenders are blind to those screens. And so, you know, we had to change our strategy a little bit for them today. We're going to have to, you know, do some things differently in order to cover those back screens, and they cut hard to the basket, and you know, they're really active, and they have a lot of kids that can slash and finish because they're big and long. Several of them are so. It's very similar, the transition game and breaking those 2-2-1 presses and things like that. I think that's one thing that's helped us though is that our kids are getting used to seeing those things and handling them better and better every time we see them.
Kendra DeYoung is the star for Northwestern, maybe one of the better players in the GPAC, if not the nation. Talk about her. How do we stop her today?
Kendra DeYoung is just highly, highly skilled. She's a great mid-range scorer. She's a great, you know, finisher at the rim because she's big and long. And she's just really has a scoring mentality. She knows how to get herself open, sets a lot of back screens to get herself open. And then again, she's a great rebounder and she's a pretty good defender. And so you put all those things together and you have a really good player. And for us, the first time we played her, we tried to limit her touches everywhere. The problem with that is that she's a really good back cutter and she's long enough and big enough that they throw it up there and she finishes. So we're going to have to make sure that, you know, we guard her after the catch. We're going to try to keep her away from the elbow area because she's really effective there, and maybe push her out to the three-point line. And again, she hasn't shot a three-pointer, so she's not going to be a threat there, hopefully. But if we can get her out there, then we have a better chance of slowing her down. We won't do the no-catch strategy today, but great player, and it's really hard to slow her down. But I think our kids are excited about the challenge of getting to play against her again and trying to, you know, make things difficult for her. So we'll try a few things and see what happens.
Are we stuck on her today?
You know what? Because we're switching a lot of things, it'll be a team effort on her today. And I think our kids have really embraced that. So hopefully we can work together and shut her down.
Karen Hudson had 18 against us the last time. Talk about her and the game plan on her.
You know, as I watch more and more film of Karen, she drives right really, really well, and we gave her her right hand way too much in the first game, and so we'll try to force her to do a few things that she doesn't, you know, really feel comfortable doing, and see if she's effective doing those things. There's several kids on their team that we just have decided to guard a little bit differently, and hopefully we can slow them all down a little bit and take them out of a few things that they're wanting to do.
Okay, what can we do offensively? Obviously, 45 points is not going to be enough to beat this team. What do we do offensively today?
Well, I think we need to, you know, do a better job of getting the ball to the right people in the right situations. In early December, we weren't executing our offenses very well at all, and then we also weren't sure who should be taking shots when. And, part of our offensive attack today is going to be heavily reliant on us taking care of the ball, while they're pressing. And they're going to be switching up defenses. They're going to be running the 3-2 zone against us. They're going to be running some man. They're going to run a 2-2-1 press back into a man. And so for us, we're going to have to be very, you know, aware of what they're trying to do to us. And, Cami Bruckman, Laurels Wiener, Brittany Wong, those kids, we've got to get them in the right situations at the right time, to get them good looks at the basket.
Okay, Collector.
Thanks.
Gary Hostetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Northwestern today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hostetter pregame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Now, stay tuned for the tip-off straight ahead. Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena today. Hastings College Northwestern basketball in 1230 KHAS with a women's game up first. We'll give you the starting lineups today, brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Cami Bruckman gets a start for Hastings, 5'9", a junior out of Silver Lake. Chelsea Morton, 5'7", a freshman out of Holdridge. Brittany Wong, a 5'3", and senior from Carmichael, California. Frankie Peterson, 5'9", a junior from Cambridge, Nebraska. And Laurel Zwiener, a 6'4", and junior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska, getting a start today. For Northwestern, Paige O'Neill, 5'6", a sophomore out of Hornick, Iowa. Also, Karen Hudson, 5'8", a sophomore out of Logan, Iowa. Allie Dunkelberger, a 5'9", and junior out of Ames, Iowa. Samantha Kleinsasser is a 6-foot junior out of Huron, South Dakota. And Kendra DeYoung, a 6-foot senior out of Hospers, Iowa. The starting lineups brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So it's Hastings College and Northwestern here this afternoon. The Red Raiders ranked number 9 in the country, 15-5 on the season, 9-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings 11-12, they're 6-7 in the conference. Northwestern beat Hastings earlier this year in Orange City, 77-45. Northwestern controlling the opening tip. Immediately they drive the ball to the basket. A shot is up there by Dunkelberger, no good. Rebound Kleinsasser, her shot is up there, no good. The ball tipped down, it's picked up here by Zwiener. Hastings has the ball as Zwiener gets the ball to Brittany Wong as she comes into the forecourt now. Brittany Wong goes over to Chelsea Morton. Now to Wong. Moves over here on the left side. That's going to be Frankie Peterson with the ball. The Wong down to Chelsea Morton. Morton over there on the right side. Moves it down in the corner to a Laurel Zwiener. Back out on the wing on the right side to Brittany Wong. To Zwiener deep in a corner on the right side. 9 seconds left in the shot clock. They work it inside to Cammie Brucklin. She wheels in the lane. Puts up a shot up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to DeYoung. Kendra DeYoung with the ball down the near sideline to Paige O'Neill. Pulls up to Karen Hudson right at the top of the three-point circle. Dunkelberger is at the free throw line. Hands it away to Hudson out here. Picked up there by Chelsea Morton. Hastings is in a man-to-man defense here. Paige O'Neill on the right side. Moves it to the top of the key to Dunkelberger. Now to Kendra DeYoung. Moves it over in the wing on the left side to Karen Hudson. There's a lob pass inside to DeYoung. Her short jumper in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Allen pass goes to Chelsea Morton. Morton brings it into the offensive scoring zone. We played a minute and 15 seconds here in this first half. No score between Hastings and Northwestern. Zwiener in the lane. Throws it out here to Wong. Her shot from long range is going to be no good. Ball tapped down is going to be picked up here by Northwestern. Karen Hudson runs her back the other way. She trips and falls down, and a foul is going to be called. So the pace rugged here to start off the ball game. Chelsea Morton picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first and the team's first. Non-shooting situation. Northwestern will play things in off on the far sideline. 18:32 to play here in the first half. No score between Hastings and Northwestern today. Ryan Sasser has got the ball right at the free throw line. Gets it back out here to Paige O'Neill. Left side to Dunkelberger. Shot is up there and in. Allie Dunkelberger knocks one down from about 15 feet away on the left side. Northwestern grabs a 2-0 lead here over Hastings College with 18:16 remaining here in the first half. Hastings with the ball. Broncos have it here. Frankie Peterson goes to Breckman out here. Breckman drives the ball toward the hole. Puts up a left-handed shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to DeYoung. Outlet pass to Paige O'Neill. Here come the Red Raiders into the forecourt. Down to Hudson. She drives it inside. Puts up a 10-footer. Good. Hudson scoring there with a short jumper over Frankie Peterson. 4-0 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead. Hastings with the ball. Here comes Brittany Wong with it down to Frankie Peterson there on the left side. Frankie drives the ball toward the hole. Here's a jump pass deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it to the right block over there to Laurel Zwiener. The ball tipped out of bounds there by Paige O'Neill. End of the ball game now for Hastings College is going to be Holly Samuelson. Samuelson coming in, the sophomore out of Gretna, Nebraska. Frankie Peterson comes out. Hastings still looking for their first field goal of the ball game. 4-0 is the score. Broncos will inbound. Brittany Wong's pass out on top, nearly intercepted, but it's picked up here by Samuelson. Holly Samuelson with the ball over there on the far sideline. They get it to a Chelsea Morton. Her pass down to Brittany Wong is going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll be Hastings College playing things in here on the near sideline. 17:36 to play. It is 4-0. Northwestern is out on top here in this basketball game. The Red Raiders ranked number 9 in the country. There's a pass in. They get it to a Brittany Wong over here to Chelsea Morton. Moves it over to Samuelson. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Entry pass. Get it inside to Zwiener. Down in the corner to Wong. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Paige O'Neill. The Broncos still scoreless in the ball game. Paige O'Neill gets the ball away to a Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger now to Paige O'Neill. Brings it over here on the right side to Dunkelberger again. Drives the ball to the basket. His shot's going to be up there. No good. It's out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwestern ball. Last touchdown there by Cammie Breckman of Hastings. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Sierra Williamson. Williamson checks in there now for the Broncos. A 6-foot sophomore out of Broomfield, Colorado. Coming out will be Zwiener. 17-12 remaining here in the first half. Northwestern out on top of Hastings by the score of 4-0. Red Raiders will inbound the ball. Paige O'Neill, baseline right side underneath their own basket, looks to play it in. She gets it into a Karen Hudson. There's a pass back inside. It's going to be deflected away from Kleinsasser. Picked up outside by Hudson. Her pass down the right side of the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Chelsea Morton of Hastings. On the far sideline is Samuelson. Out to Morton on the wing, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Gets back out to Samuelson. Now to Breckman. Cammie Breckman drives the ball toward the hole. Stops left side of the lane. Kicks it out here to Brittany Wong. Wong over on the wing on the left side. Gets it to Sierra Williamson. Now to Samuelson. Her shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger for Northwestern. Now to Paige O'Neill as she runs her back the other way. Back out on top. Dunkelberger fakes the three. Now takes the three. Her shot good. Allie Dunkelberger scores. She's now got 5 points, and Carey wants to call a timeout. Northwestern out to an early lead here in the women's basketball game here this afternoon. 16:33 to play in the first half. The score, Northwestern 7, Hastings nothing.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Other games going on in the conference today. Dort is playing in Sioux City against Briarcliff. Morningside is at Midland. Dakota Wesleyan at Doan today. Mount Barney is playing at Nebraska Wesleyan. Northwestern here against Hastings College. And later on, it's Concordia University playing at Concordia University of Nebraska in the All-Concordia Tournament. 7-0 is the score. A touchdown and an extra point here in the first couple of minutes of this basketball game. Northwestern has shut out the Broncos for almost 4 minutes to begin the ball game. Here's Chelsea Borton outside to Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong dribbles with it, sends it over here on the left side to Holly Samuelson. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Samuelson, bounce pass out here to Williamson. Down in the corner now, that's a Samuelson with the ball. 2 seconds, 1 second, and they don't get a shot away. Great defense there by Northwestern. Hastings with a shot clock violation. And the Broncos have still have not scored in the ball game. Hastings has now gone 4 minutes without scoring to begin the ball game. They follow behind 7-0 here in this one. Kendra DeYoung has got the ball. DeYoung down the far sideline, brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Out of Paige O'Neill. O'Neill brings it out to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger picked up there by Samuelson of Hastings. Moves over to Paige O'Neill. Entry pass inside of DeYoung. Her shot's no good, but she's fouled in the play. Kendra DeYoung, one of the better players in the GPAC, if not the nation. She's fouled here by Sierra Williamson. That's going to be the first foul on Williamson. Team foul number two on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Kendra DeYoung. She is number two in the conference in scoring, averaging 16.6 points per ball game. She throws up her first shot. It's good. Kendra DeYoung is also fourth in the conference in free throw percentage, knocking down 79% of her foul shots. She is second in field goal percentage, knocking down 54% of her field goal tries this year. 8-0 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead. Tack on one more as Kendra DeYoung hits bottom on her second free throw. 9-0 is the score now. 15:46 to play here in the first half. Hastings now being attacked in backcourt. They bring it into the offensive zone here with Sierra Williamson. That is Samuelson on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes to Bruckman. Left side of the lane down low. Puts up a shot and scores. Tammy Bruckman finally scores at the 15:30 mark of this first half. So Hastings goes 4.5 minutes without scoring to begin the ball game. 9-2 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead. Dunkelberger works it inside to DeYoung on the low block right side. Puts up a shot. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Hastings. That's a Cammie Bruckman with the ball. Bruckman gets it ahead now to a Brittany Wong. Wong tries to penetrate inside. Stops left side of the lane. Brings it up on the wing. Moves it down in the baseline. Down to Samuelson. Back out to Wong. Brittany Wong dribbles once. Comes out here to Chelsea Morton. The ball poked away there by Dunkelberger. But Morton picks her back up. Goes over to Samuelson. Out of the elbow. Williamson has got it. Williamson outside again to Brittany Wong. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Cammie Bruckman. She tries to dump it off in the lane. It's mishandled there by Williamson. And the ball is taken down by Northwestern running back the other way. Cassidy Breen has got the ball. Moves it down to DeYoung. Outside to Dunkelberger. 4-3. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson of Hastings. Allen pass goes to the far sideline. Brittany Wong gets the ball ahead. Now to Chelsea Morton. 9-2. Northwestern has got the lead. Holly Samuelson, free throw line extended left side. They get it to Bruckman inside the free throw circle. Cammie Bruckman goes out to Brittany Wong on the right side. Down in the corner on the right side down there is going to be Chelsea Morton dribbling with the ball. Picked up by Dunkelberger. Side to Brittany Wong, dribbles inside, puts up a 10-footer, misses badly, no good. Rebound Morton, her shot is up there, is no good, and she's fouling the play. Again, the Broncos took the shot clock right down to 1 or 2 seconds there before they finally got a shot away. Allie Dunkelberger picks up the personal foul for Northwestern. That's going to be her first, team foul number one on the Red Raiders. This will be a shooting situation. Shooting situation for Hastings as Chelsea Morton will go to the free throw line. Morton is a 61% foul shooter, and the first one is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Hastings is a team still dead last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in free throw percentage at 64%. Mackenzie Small comes into the ballgame now for Northwestern, a 5'9" junior out of Hinton, Iowa. Here comes the next shot by Morton. It's off of the left side, no good. And the rebound comes out of Northwestern. So it's still a 9-2 ball game here. Hastings College down by 7 points early. Here's Cassidy Breen with the ball now. Breen comes out to Dunkelberger. Over here to Mackenzie Small. Now to Kendra DeYoung at the top of the key. Who's it over on the left side to Dunkelberger. Now to DeYoung inside to Kleinsasser. Shot is up there. It's around the rim and dying. Samantha Kleinsasser gets the field goal. And now it's an 11-2 ball game in favor of Northwestern. 13:42 to play here in the contest. The Broncos back in their offensive end. Digging themselves in a hole early. Here's Bruckman with the ball, drives it inside, puts up a shot over Kleinsasser, no good. Rebound comes down to Samantha for Northwestern. Down the left sideline, down to DeYoung. Pulls up, 12-footer is up there, bingo. Kendra DeYoung scores, and Carey's got to burn another timeout, the second one in the first half. 13 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score, Northwestern 13, Hastings College 2.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app
for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what? You say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more. Visit their new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. 13-2 is the score. Hastings College is trailing Northwestern here early in the basketball game. Hastings got their first points on the scoreboard with 4.5 minutes gone here in the first half. And Northwestern has come out and blistered the Nets. 13-2 is the score. Red Raiders have the lead. Allie Dunkelberger has already got 5 points in the ball game for Northwestern. Gammy Breckman's got the only points in the ball game for Hastings College. So the Broncos have dug themselves an 11-point hole here to begin the ball game, 13-2 after playing pretty well last week against nationally ranked Briarcliff up in Sioux City before they finally lost that ball game in overtime, 79-70 to the Chargers. Here's Hastings coming back. There's Taz York. Her shot is up there and in. Taz York is inserted into the ball game. It hurts her first field goal off of the right side. 13-4 is the score now. Here's a Northwestern with the ball on the right side. That's a Bree, and she falls down, dribbles with the ball down there on their knees, and now we got a jump ball called down there. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, and that'll be a turnover on Northwestern, their second one of the ball game. Now the Broncos will come back the other way. It'll be Samuelson playing things in. So he gets it in here to Josie Schomp, who's into the ball game. Josie goes over to Taz York. Now to Sierra Williamson in the middle of the floor here. In their offensive zone, not a shot. Moves over to Taz again. Dribbles inside, right side of the lane. And a bounce pass can be kicked here by Northwestern. So it'll be the Broncos playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Josie Schomp will play things in for Hastings College. Schomp has got the ball, looking to get it in. Finally gets it down in the corner. That's going to be Samuelson with the ball. Now to Taz York. Down in the corner again, Samuelson. Entry pass can be mishandled down there by Bruckman. The ball is loose on the baseline, picked up by Williamson. She has it knocked loose. It's still loose down there. Finally, a jump ball is going to be called right side of the lane. This time, the possession arrow pointing in favor of Northwestern, so the Broncos give it right back to the Red Raiders without getting a shot away. 12 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half. 13-4 is the score. Northwestern, the ninth-ranked team in the country, out on top of Hastings College here this afternoon. Here comes Cassidy Brien with the ball. Moves it over in the wing on the right side. Two-handed pass goes cross court. There's a long-range jumper put up and in. Mallory Cunard scoring there for Northwestern. And it's now a 16-4 ball game. A three-pointer thrown up there by Mallory Cunard. Northwestern didn't shoot a lot of threes, but they hit one right there. 16-4. Here's Taz back the other way. Her three-pointer is up and in. Taz Yori comes back and nails a three for Hastings College. He's now got 5 points off of the bench. That's back to a 16-7 ball game in favor of Northwestern. Here's the Red Raiders inside. Another shot down on the baseline. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good by McKenzie Small. Rebound comes down to Williams, and her shot no good. Rebound is loose, and it's picked up here by Breckman. She's wrestled to the ground, and now we got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called down here. Foul is going to go on to McKenzie Small. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Red Raiders. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener comes in. Williamson checks out. 11 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half. 16-7 is the score. Hastings College down by 9 points. Northwestern attacking here in backcourt. Schomp gets the ball to Taz York. Far sideline. Cross-court pass comes to Samuelson. Her pass is going to be deflected away from Zwiener, and the ball is going to be taken down here by Paige O'Neill, who's back into the ball game. O'Neill moves it down to the baseline. His shot is up and in. That's Kendra DeYoung, who's back into the ball game. Kendra DeYoung has now got 6 points in the ballgame, so the turnover leads to 2 points at the other end, 18-7. The Raiders have a 11-point lead now over Hastings. There's a Josie Shop over here to Ollie Samuelson, getting away, drives the ball to the left side of the lane, can't put up a shot, back outside his Shop for three, shot good. Josie Shop knocks down a three-pointer. She's hitting just 16% from three-point territory this year. She hits her first three-pointer here, and the Broncos are back to within eight. 18-10 is the score. Kleinsasser with the ball back outside. Cunard, her three-pointer is thrown up there, no good. Rebound comes down to DeYoung, back out to Kleinsasser. Swings it right side down to Cunard, back out on top. That's DeYoung with the ball. Moves it over to Mackenzie Small, thinks about the three. Passes it up, goes out to the top of the key to Cunard. Now inside to Kleinsasser, and she's going to be called for the steps. Little indecision there right in front of the basket. So another turnover on Northwestern. That's their third of the ball game. Into the contest now for Northwestern is going to be Dunkelberger. Coming out is going to be Mackenzie Small. 10 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College trailing Northwestern by the score of 18-10. There's a Josie Shop with the ball. Shop gets it to a Taz York out here in three-point territory. Taz trying to drive it, takes it down the lane, goes for the basket, scoops out, is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kleinsasser. Samantha Kleinsasser with the ball here, gets it away now. Mallory Cunard has got it, right-handed dribble, brings it across the mid-court stripe here. Waist-high dribble, moves it over here on the right side to Paige O'Neill. O'Neill gets it to Kendra DeYoung, back outside the ring down to Allie Dunkelberger. Hastings is into man-to-man defense. Dunkelberger goes over to Paige O'Neill. We got a violation here. We're going to have an illegal screen set up there by Kendra DeYoung. Kendra DeYoung picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Red Raiders. Karen Hudson comes into the ball game now for Northwestern. Going out will be Cunard. So Hastings has got the ball as they will play things in on the far side. We're approaching the halfway point. 18-10 is the score. Last time we played this crew up in Northwestern, they jumped on us early, and they had a big lead by halftime. It was 43-18 the last time we played this group. There's a long pass inside. They get it to Zwiener. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. So Laurel Zwiener getting the field goal there for Hastings College. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Karen Hudson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first, the fourth team foul on the Red Raiders. And now Laurel Zwiener, one of the better foul shooters on the team at 71%, will go to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Winner with a three-point play, and Hastings College is back to within 5 points. 18-13 after falling behind 9-0 right off the bat. Here's Kendra DeYoung, moves it over here to a Paige O'Neill. The Kleinsasser from the elbow, shot is up there good. Samantha Kleinsasser hits one. 4 points in the ball game for Samantha. It's 20-13 now. Northwestern out on top. Hastings with the ball. Josie Shop will bring it across the mid-court stripe here for Hastings. Looking to drive it. Bounce pass goes inside to get it to Zwiener. She turns, puts up a shot. Blocked down by Kleinsasser. Foul called. Samantha Kleinsasser picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five on the Red Raiders. And going back to the free throw line for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener. So Laurel Zwiener returns to the line. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. Into the ball game now for Hastings, Brittany Wong. Josie Shop will come to the bench. Laurel Zwiener will have one more. 20-14 is the score. The Red Raiders out on top as Zwiener toes the mark for her second free throw. It's up there, good. Zwiener, 3 of 3 from the free throw line today. 20-15. The Broncos back to within 5 points again. Here comes Northwestern back to the ball. Paige O'Neill, Kendra DeYoung to the wing. To O'Neill. Now to Allie Dunkelberger. Moves it over here to Hudson. Drives it toward the goal. And shot is up there, no good, and she's fouling the play. So Hudson will go to the free throw line now for the Red Raiders of Northwestern. The foul is going to be called here on Brittany Wong. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on Hastings. So Karen Hudson to the free throw line. She's a 69% foul shooter in the season. She has 65 out of 93 coming in here. And her shot is up there and in. Hudson, one of the girls that really killed us when we played up in Orion City. She scored 18 points against Hastings College the first time around as Northwestern beat Hastings 77-45. Next shot is up there. It's good. Northwestern now with a 7-point lead, 22-15. There's a Chelsea Morton back into the ball game. She's got the ball and comes over here to Brittany Wong. Now to Morton again in the offensive zone. Double team down here. Gets it to Brittany Wong on the high post to Zwiener. Out to Wong for three. Shot good. Brittany Wong knocks down a three-pointer. And the Broncos are within 4 points, 22-18 now, with 8 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's O'Neill with the ball. Comes out here to Karen Hudson. On the wing to a Dunkelberger. Out here in three-point territory again to DeYoung. Moves it over to Paige O'Neill. Top of the key, Dunkelberger. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Hastings. That's a Zwiener with a rebound. Gets it away now to Brittany Wong. as she runs it down the near sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor. Wong comes over on the wing on the left side to Chelsea Morton. Dribbles once, bounce pass out on top. Taz York. Taz looking, goes over on the right wing, the deep wing. They get it over there to Brittany Wong. Down top of the key again to Bruckman. Bruckman over to Taz York. Takes it to the top of the key, sends the ball down low. It's going to be deflected away from Bruckman. The ball is loose on the baseline. It's picked up here by Northwestern. The fourth turnover on Hastings. Here's Hudson with the ball. Down to Dunkelberger. Two-handed pass to the far side. O'Neal from 15. China's up there. No good. Down for the rebound. Foul called. A foul here will go on Northwestern. This one goes on Kendra DeYoung. That's going to be her second. So DeYoung has got two personal fouls now. Coming out will be Paige O'Neal. Back in is going to be Cassidy Breen. 22-18 is the score. Hastings fell behind 9-0 right off the bat, and they battle back to within four now. DeYoung is going to check out. Here comes Mackenzie Small back into the ball game. So DeYoung, with a couple of personal fouls, has to get a little seat time here with 8 minutes to play in this first half. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Brittany Wong goes over to Bruckman here on the near side. Cammy drives the baseline. Nice bounce pass inside. It's mishandled there by Zwiener. And the ball is going to be recovered here in the lane by Northwestern. The fifth turnover on Hastings College. Dunkelberger has got the ball. Now to Karen Hudson. Pulls up on the right wing. Brings it back out to Dunkelberger. Top of the key. She throws the ball on the wing, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds. Nobody touched it over there for Hastings. And Northwestern commenced their fourth turnover in the ball game. Hastings College basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena today. 22-18 is the score. The Broncos down by 4 points. There's Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany Wong holds it over there. Goes over to Taz York on the wing on the right side. Taz, ball high above her head. Entry pass, get it inside to Morton, who throws it out here to Bruckman. Bruckman dribbles the ball in the paint. The ball is going to be knocked loose again. It's going to be recovered here by Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger gets the ball away to Hudson. Her pass underneath the bucket. Her shot is up and in. Mackenzie Small scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 24-18 is the score now. Hastings down by 6 points. Here's Brittany Wong coming back the other direction for Hastings College. Wong on the dribble goes to Taz on the wing on the right side. Entry pass to Morton. Right at the elbow. Kicks her back out here to Taz. Throws her down low. That's going to be Zwiener. Turns around. Throws up a shot. No good. She's fouling the play. So Zwiener got it on the low block right side. Goes up for the shot. She's fouling the play by Cassidy Breen. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Raiders. So now the Broncos are in the 1-1 situation down the stretch here. This will be a two-shot foul with Zwiener going to the free throw line. And her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Zwiener now with 6 points in the ball game. She's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Samuelson comes in. Taz York will come to the bench here for Hastings. 24-19. The Broncos down by 5 points here to the ninth-ranked team in the country. And the Red Raiders out of Northwestern. There's the next shot by Zwiener. It's good again. Zwiener now with 7 in the ball game. She's going to check out. Here comes Sierra Williamson in the ball game now for Hastings College. So Zwiener gets a breather here at the 6:41 mark. Here's Northwestern with the ball. Mackenzie Small has got it. Small gets it to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger moves it over to Hudson on the wing on the right side. Drives the ball against Wong. Spins right side of the lane. Puts it up to the shot. No good. Rebound Brittany. Brittany Wong has got it for Hastings. She runs her back the other way. 3-on-2. Goes to Chelsea Morton. She drives it. She's cut off nicely there by Northwestern. That's a gooder back out here to Bruckman. Bruckman down to Morton on the right sideline. Morton gets it to Bruckman. Down to Samuelson. Samuelson dribbling. Reverses the ball. Gets it over here on the left side to Brittany Wong. Down to Williamson. Outside to Chelsea Morton. Entry pass deflected away from Bruckman. And she can be fouling the play. So Hastings content with pounding the ball inside there. A personal foul is going to be called here on Northwestern. It's going to go on Karen Hudson. That's going to be her second personal foul. So now DeYoung and Hudson, their two big guns, have got a couple of personal fouls here in the first half. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammie Bruckman. She has got 2 points in the ballgame. She scored the first basket for Hastings and has not scored since. Bruckman, a 59% foul shooter in the season. Her first shot is up there. It's no good. She misses the front end of the bonus. Now we got a foul called and the rebound. That's going to go on Holly Samuelson. That's going to be your first foul. Samuelson picks up the foul for Hastings College. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. So Northwestern will play things in here in backcourt. Checking in here for Northwestern is going to be Cunard. Going out will be Karen Hudson. 6:06 to play here in the first half, 24-20. Northwestern has got a 4-point lead after the Red Raiders jumped down to a 9-0 lead right off of the bat. The Broncos have battled back nicely here in this one. And now Paige O'Neal mishandles the ball here on the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. right in front of Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter. So Hastings will play things in the Northwestern turnover. That's five turnovers now on the Red Raiders. And now Northwestern has gone to a zone defense. Looks like a 3-2 zone here against Hastings. Samuelson has got it out here on the wing. Moves it over to Wong. Chelsea Morton on the wing on the right side. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Williamson. Dribbles once. Comes out to Brittany Wong. Out here to Chelsea Morton. About 35 feet away from the basket. Over to Brittany Wong on the wing. Entry pass to Williamson. Throws it back out here to Frankie Peterson, who's in the ball game. 5 seconds on the shot clock. They get it to Williamson. Outside to Samuelson. Her shot for three is going to be up there. No good at the shot clock. It goes out of bounds. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Northwestern ball. So Hastings, I don't think, got the shot they really wanted there as Holly Samuelson throws up a three from the left wing. Samuelson hitting just 15% of her three-pointers on the season. Northwestern has got the ball now with a four-point lead, 24-20. Here's Dunkelberger, drives it down the lane, goes for the basket, and shot is around the rim and down. Allie Dunkelberger has now got 7 points in the ball game for Northwestern. She had seven the first time around when these two teams played in Orange City. Now Northwestern has got a six-point lead, 26-20. Hastings College with the ball here. Chelsea Morton gets it to Brittany Wong. Now to Morton, moves it over to Frankie Peterson, picked up by Kleinsasser. Moves the ball down on the baseline. She just throws it out on top. The ball is going to be tipped into the backcourt here by Paige O'Neill. Hastings retrieves it. Here's Chelsea Morton. 9 seconds on the shot clock. She throws it right side of the lane, right to Kleinsasser. The sixth turnover on Hastings. A long pass down the floor. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Small, and she goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. McKenzie Small could not handle the long pass. Here comes Bruckman back into the ball game. Here comes Taz Yorick back in. Samuelson will go to the bench, and Chelsea Morton will come to the bench here for Hastings College. 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College has got a six-point deficit to make up here. It's 26-20. Red Raiders have the lead. Northwestern stays with that zone defense. Frankie Peterson comes over here on the wing to Cammy Bruckman, out of Peterson to Taz Yorick. Moves it across the top again to Frankie. Left side here to Cammy Bruckman, drives for the hole. Her pass can be deflected, but it's picked up here by Williamson, and now a jump ball is called. They're not allowing Cammy Bruckman to penetrate like she has the past couple of ball games. They're trying to shut down that drive from Cammy Bruckman, and so far they've done a pretty good job of it defensively here for Northwestern. The possession arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. Bruckman again trying to drive it, going to be cut off there by Paige O'Neill. Bruckman with the ball at the top of the key, swings it left side now. That's going to be Wong down in the corner. There's a three-pointer thrown up there. No good by Taz. Offensive rebound gets it to Williamson. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings County, rather to a Northwestern. Red Raiders have the ball back here. That's McKenzie Spall. Gets it out to Allie Dunkelberger. Now the wing left side to Paige O'Neill. Kleinsasser. Dunkelberger right side. She drives it toward the goal down on the baseline. Shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong has got it for Hastings College down the near sideline with 3:45 to play. Taz in the corner sends it inside to Bruckman, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Cammy Bruckman scores. He's got 4 points. 26-22. Hastings College back to within 4 points here with 3.5 to play here in the first half. There's McKenzie Small with it out here in 3 points territory. Comes across the top to Paige O'Neill. Ball high above her head. Now to McKenzie Small to Dunkelberger on the wing. Dunkelberger gets it out to Small. Down the right side to Mallory Cunard, who's back into the ballgame. To the wing on the left side to McKenzie Small. Entry pass to Kleinsasser. Puts up a shot over Bruckman. It's off of the back iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. Kleinsasser grabs it. Goes back up. Misses the shot. No good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Taz Yorick. Taz down the right sideline for Hastings College. Runs her back the other way. Goes for the hole. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. So Taz Yorick taking the ball to the basket there for Hastings, and she is fouled in the play. That's going to go on Dunkelberger. That's going to be her second personal foul. And that's going to send Taz Yorick to the free throw line. Here comes Zwiener back into the ball game now. Williamson checks out. 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Hastings College trailing Northwestern by the score of 26-22. Taz Yorick to the free throw line. She's a 72% foul shooter for Hastings. 31 out of 43 from the charity stripe. Shot is up there as good. She will have one more. Taz is averaging 6.4 points per ball game. Hastings College now within 3 points. This is as close as they have been for a while. 26-23 is the score. Northwestern, a team that is averaging 77 points per ball game in offense. There's the next shot by Taz. It's going to be up there no good. Bound for the rebound. Kleinsasser grabs it. So 26-23 is the score with 2:57 to play. Northwestern comes back with the ball. Kendra DeYoung has got it. DeYoung out on top. Now to Paige O'Neill. Over to DeYoung on the wing to Karen Hudson. Kendra DeYoung holds the ball there against Williamson. They get it inside to Kleinsasser, dumps the ball down low, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds, trying to get it down there on the low block left side to Kendra DeYoung, and the ball was out of bounds. Six turnovers on Northwestern. Hastings College now has a chance to pull even with Northwestern here with a three-point field goal. 26-23, Hastings trailing in the contest. Here's a Cammie Bruckman outside, down to Frankie Peterson, to Brittany Wong on the wing on the right side. Northwestern playing that tough zone defense. On the wing again, Brittany for three. Shot is up there. She buries it. Brittany Wong hits her second three-pointer of the ballgame, and Hastings has come from 9 points down, and we are tied up now. 26 points apiece with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Here the ball is going to be deflected into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up by Wong. A turnover on Northwestern now. The ball is going to be poked right back. It's going to be picked up by Paige O'Neill. Northwestern has got the ball. Paige brings the ball into the midcourt stripe. Gets it down to the offensive zone to Hudson. Hudson on the wing. Karen comes out here in the three-point territory to Cassidy Brian. Brian down to Paige O'Neill. Over here on the right side to Karen Hudson. Hudson pass out on top to Kendra DeYoung. Over on the left side to O'Neill. Kleinsasser inside the free throw circle. Kleinsasser gives it up now to Brian. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Royal Zwiener with a rebound. Gets it away to Brittany Wong into the forecourt. Now to Bruckman. Bruckman brings it out to Brittany Wong. Now to Cammie Bruckman. The Wong on the left side. Over here to Bruckman. Over here to Taz Yorig. Her pass is deflected. Picked up by Zwiener. Out on top. Three-pointer put up there. It's up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good by Bruckman. And a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the Hastings College. It's going to go on Frankie Peterson. A rebounding foul on Peterson. That's going to be her first team foul number six in the Broncos, or team foul number five on Hastings. So Northwestern will play things in. We are tied up at 26 points apiece. A minute and 20 seconds to play in the first half after Hastings fell behind 9-0 right off the top of the basketball game. Here's Kendra DeYoung down low, and she can be fouled into play. They got her to the ball just to the right of the basket. She's fouled here by Wong. That's going to be her second personal foul. So now Kendra DeYoung, the fourth best free throw shooter in the conference at 79%, will go to the free throw line. 2 of 2 so far today. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Shot is up there. It's good. Northwestern has the lead again. The Red Raiders 27, Hastings College 26. Kendra DeYoung will have one more shot here for the Red Raiders of Northwestern. It's up there good as the senior from Hospers, Iowa, puts down a couple of free throws. 28-26 now. Northwestern has got the lead. Hastings College comes back with the ball. Brittany Wong out here in three-point territory moves it to Taz Yorg. Dribbling inside the three-point arc. Can't put up a shot. Back out to Brittany Wong, to Frankie Peterson. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. A little hook shot is up there and in. Earl Zwiener has got 9 points in the basketball game here in the first half for Hastings. They're tied up at 28. There's a shot by DeYoung that's going to be no good off of the baseline. Rebound comes down to Taz. Taz Yorg has got it for Hastings into the offensive zone. Back the other way. Taz is met out here by Paige O'Neill. And a foul is going to be called on Paige as Taz goes tumbling down. Paige O'Neill picks up her first personal foul in the ball game. That's going to be team foul number 10 on the Red Raiders. So this will be a two-shot foul here for Taz Yorg. A chance for Hastings College to go out on top in this ball game with 41 seconds to play in the first half. We're tied up at 28 points apiece. But now Taz Yorg goes up there. His shot is off of the mark. No good. Taz misses off of the right side. Yorg now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line today. 72% foul shooter in the season. Taz Yorg trying to give Hastings College the lead here. Shot is up there. Good. Hastings has the lead. Broncos have their first lead of the ball game at 29-28. 41 seconds to play here in the first half. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball. Paige O'Neill has got it. Paige on the wing on the left side, picked up by Brittany Wong. Moves it down in the corner. Cassidy Brian, now to DeYoung. Bounce pass goes inside to Kleinsasser. Traveling violation on Kleinsasser. Got the happy feet in the paint there and commits the 8th turnover the first half for Northwestern. So Hastings College has got the ball now with 26 seconds to play. Broncos will probably go for the final shot here. Coming into the ball game is going to be Mackenzie Small. Coming out is going to be Karen Hudson. So Hastings College has got a one-point lead over the ninth-ranked team in the country, Northwestern, this afternoon. 29-28, Hastings will bring the ball into the offensive zone with Brittany Wong. There's a pass to Taz Yorg. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Zwiener working in the lane. Spins, puts up a shot over the baseline. A shot good. Little hook shot by Laurel Zwiener. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings has got the lead, 31-28. Here comes Northwestern back. Kendra DeYoung, her shot over Bruckman is up there good off of the baseline. And that's the end of the first half of play. Hastings College has got the lead. Hastings College with a lead here at halftime over the Northwestern Red Raiders. Our score at the halftime break, Hastings College 31, Northwestern 30. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. It didn't look real cherry to begin the ball game here today. Hastings College took 4.5 minutes to score the first points of the ball game. By then, Northwestern has put up 9. Broncos fell behind 9-2. Northwestern got to a 13-2 lead, led by the score of 16-4 in the first half before the Broncos came back and chipped away at that lead. Eventually, they tied up the ball game at 26 points apiece at the 2:18 mark of the first half, and the Broncos have the lead here at halftime by a score of 31-30 over the ninth-ranked team in the country, the Northwestern Red Raiders. Northwestern is being led so far by Kendra DeYoung. She has got 10 points in the ball game, 3 field goals, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Allie Dunkelberger, she has got 7 points. She's hit a 3-pointer and a couple of 2-point field goals in this ball game. The other scorers for Northwestern, Karen Hudson, she has got a field goal and she has 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Samantha Kleinsasser, she has got a couple of field goals, 4 points in the ball game. Mallory Cunard, she has hit a 3-pointer for 3. Mackenzie Small, she has got a field goal and 2 points for Northwestern so far in the ball game. The Red Raiders are 6 out of 6 from the free throw line here in this first half of play, unofficially 8 turnovers in the basketball game. For Hastings College, Laurel Zwiener has got 11 points here in the contest. She's got 3 field goals. And she is 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Zwiener with 11. Taz Yorg has got 7 points off of the bench. Taz hit a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer in the first half. She's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 7. Brittany Wong has got a couple of 3-pointers and 6 points. Gammy Bruckman has got a couple of field goals. And she is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line for 4. Josie Schaumpf has knocked down a 3-pointer for 3 points here in the first half. Hastings unofficially 7 turnovers in the basketball game. And they are 7 out of 12 from the free throw line. So, again, Hastings College has got the lead over Northwestern by the score of 31-30 here in the contest. Shooting numbers in the first half. Hastings College hit 45% of their field goals in the first half. They were 10 out of 22 from the field. Broncos knocked down 4 out of 10 from three-point range for 40%. And Hastings 7 out of 12 from the free throw line for 58%. Northwestern 11 out of 29 in the first half for 37%. Northwestern was 2 out of 5 from three-point range for 40%. Again, Northwestern knocking down all 6 of their free throws for 100% in the first half. Northwestern has got 17 rebounds compared to 13 for Hastings College. Northwestern out-rebounding Hastings on the offensive end 5-2. Hastings has got 8 turnovers here in the first half, 12 officially for Northwestern. Broncos have 1 block shot and 3 steals. Northwestern has got no block shots and 7 steals. Hastings College with the lead here by a score of 31-30. Score has been tied one time. And Hastings with the lead here at halftime by one. The score is 31-30. Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week at Hastings College. And then Tyson Irvonik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. Second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 Star Phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
BuyRight Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at BuyRight Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at BuyRight Truck Sales. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is women's basketball senior Melissa Thompson. Melissa, from Papillion, Nebraska, majoring in psychology and business administration and human resources management, has a 3.6 GPA. On the court, she started for 2 years for the Lady Broncos and made it to the national tournament in 2010 and 2012. Academically, the list is long. She's an academic All-American, member of the Psychological Honor Society, Lambda Pi Eta Honor Society member, winner of the Robert M. Schlock Scholarship, and chairman of the Intramurals, and a member of the FCA and Habitat for Humanities, as well as the Professional Business Leaders. When she's not on the court or in the classroom, she enjoys watching movies, spending time outside, and going to basketball games. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Melissa Thompson, who is averaging 4.9 points and 4.7 rebounds for the Lady Broncos this year. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is presented each week by our sponsor, BuyRight Truck Sales, who salutes their athletes for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the field.
There's so much going on right now that you don't know where to start. Easy. If you're looking for a perfect gift for somebody right now, think Valentino's in Hastings. When you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your playoff game party, which would be fantastic with the Valentino's Bowl Special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49, and then add 10 hot wings for just $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember, Valentino's and Hastings delivers.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Habronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler Home Generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler Home Generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Veronica with you. Joining us in the KHS Sports Studios today is we have the track and field coach Kendrick Clay with us from Hastings College. And first of all, Coach Clay, thank you so much for the time.
Sure, no problem.
Coach, the reason we brought you on the program, the indoor track season is in season for the Hastings College Broncos. And before we get really started talking about this particular Bronco track team, let's just sort of, for the casual sports fan, maybe the football, the volleyball, the basketball fan, let's just talk a little bit about what the indoor track is all about.
Well, it's obviously a separate season and poses unique challenges to the athlete. Obviously, the most obvious thing is we don't have to battle the elements like like we do an outdoor track. But, you know, the events differ a little bit, such as the 60-meter dash, 60-meter hurdles versus the 100 and 110s. We don't have the intermediate hurdles indoor. We do have unique events like the 35 and 20-pound weight throw, which are kind of preparatory for the outdoor events like the hammer throw and so forth. So obviously the size of the tracks vary. Some are banked, some are not. Some have a different radius of the curve. Some are 160-meter tracks. Some are 200-meter tracks. Some are even oversized and odd. So that's unique as well, you know, and some of the major differences between the two seasons.
So as far as that's all concerned there, let's maybe talk a little bit about this year's Broncos squad for the indoor track team. So far, you know, what have you got on the table for us, and how has the team progressed?
Well, we're pretty young on the men's side. We're still really young on the women's side. We obviously graduated a pretty big class last spring. You know, that those men accomplished a great deal during their four-year span here, and had, you know, the highest finishes in school history for men's track and field. So there's some big shoes to fill. We're really young, and right now we're really lacking in depth on the men's side due to, you know, some health reasons and then just personnel. To use the term, we're trying to reload a little bit. So we're not 100% sure what we're going to exactly have by the time it's all said and done. The women's side, things are going pretty well. You know, Michelle Licklider, Abby Niederklein, Portia Parnell, those kids are progressing very well. Abby Griffith is kind of leading the charge in the throws. But we have some folks that haven't really started up yet. We should get Jennifer Mogg, an All-American from last spring, a sophomore from Scotts Bluff, arguably probably our most talented thrower right now. She should be back here throwing shortly. We may get Michaela Gowan going as well. She was an All-American in the throws. And hopefully we'll get Courtney Mills, who is a 40-foot female triple jumper from Colorado, going here this month. So we're still putting the pieces together, and you know, there's still some question marks and some question, you know, some health issues going. But I think we've persevered through some of those things in the past, and we'll certainly work to do that for the rest of the year.
As we are getting ready to flip the calendar here to February already, if you can believe it, sort of kind of give us a timetable as far as this indoor track season. Where are we at right now?
Well, we compete this Sunday at Concordia, and then we'll quickly transition. Have a meet at Kearney next weekend, the first weekend in February, and then another one to wrap up February 8th there, kind of a last-chance thing. And then our conference championship, not far off, is the 15th and 16th of February there in Crete and in Lincoln, kind of between two locations. So not much time to get things going. So and then we have a couple weeks off before we head to the indoor national meet.
You mentioned as far as the men are concerned, a sort of a reloading year, a very young men's team. Is there anybody that you're looking in for particular to stand out and maybe step up and lead here in the latter part of the season?
Well, you know, we've always historically been a much better outdoor team than an indoor. But we could see some things from Stephen Palmier, who will be getting going. He's an outstanding athlete out of Fort Collins, Colorado. And Yana Uzaguzo from Denver, Colorado, as well, as an outstanding 100-meter, 200-meter sprinter. We could see some things from him the remainder of the indoor season. You know, John Gamble is doing a great job in the high jump. Justin Roberts doing a great job in the shot put. Jake Holmquist is obviously a threat in the multi-events. You know, those are probably the main names that come to my mind right now.
And you mentioned that the teams are historically a little bit better of an outdoor track season, outdoor track team. Talk about maybe, you know, when you factor in the elements, as far as that's concerned, you know, why some of those keys might be that you maybe are a better outdoor team.
Well, I think part of it is how we train indoors with our facilities currently, and also the length of the season. It's hard to be at an absolute peak for four and a half months. And we've always tried to hang our hat on our outdoor season. And, you know, we certainly work to be competitive indoors, but we really try and work towards bringing the kids to at an absolute peak in late April and May.
Once again, that's Kendrick Clay, the head coach of the track and field team and the cross-country team here at Hastings College. We are going to resume our conversation with Kendrick Clay the next time the Broncos are in action here on the Hastings College Spotlight on 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. Second half action coming right up.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Broncos Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Ball for you here on 1230 KHAS, 31-30. Broncos have the lead. In the first 6 minutes and 38 seconds of the game today, Hastings hit only 1 out of 8 from the field. In the final 13 minutes and 22 seconds, Hastings College was 9 out of 14 from the field. Thus, the Broncos erased that 9-point deficit, and immediately Northwestern on their opening possession of the second half, they turned the ball away. So Northwestern has now got 13 turnovers here in the ball game. Hastings College has got 8 turnovers as we start the second half. So Hastings 9 out of 14 from the field in the final 13 minutes and 22 seconds. Just 1 out of 8 in the first 6 minutes and 38 seconds of the game. Hastings fell behind 9-0. Now the Broncos have a chance to increase their lead here as Breckman drives the ball toward the hole. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled in a play here by Dunkelberger. That's going to be the third personal foul on Dunkelberger. She has got 3. Kendra DeYoung has got 2 fouls for Northwestern. Karen Hudson has got 2. Breckman to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Breckman now 0-2 for free throws today. She's a 59% foul shooter in the season. She'll get one more shot here. 31-30. Hastings with the lead. As a Cammy Breckman will toe the marker. Second one is up there. That one rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger gets the ball away now to Paige O'Neill as she runs her back the other way for the Red Raiders. Picked up there by Chelsea Morton. On the wing, Kendra DeYoung, Paige O'Neill, Dunkelberger. Now left wing, Karen Hudson. Out between the rings again to Dunkelberger. Lines the ball inside to Kleinsasser. Shot is up there and in. Samantha Kleinsasser scores. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and Northwestern has now got a 1-point lead over Hastings, 32-31. Here's Chelsea Morton with the ball. The Cammy Breckman, now to Morton on the wing. Lobs it inside. That's Zwiener. Double team. Zwiener out to Wong. 4-3. Shot. It's up there. She buries it. Brittany Wong hits her 3rd 3-pointer of the ball game. She's got 9 points. Hastings College now with their biggest lead of the ball game. 2 points. 34-32 is the score. Northwestern back with the ball on their offensive end. Dunkelberger has got it. Dunkelberger moves over to Kendra DeYoung. Picked up there by Breckman of Hastings. Lobs the ball down low. Right side is shot by Dunkelberger. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass goes to Wong. Brittany Wong has got it for Hastings College. Met now defensively by Paige O'Neill. Brittany Wong dribbling with the ball out there in 3-point territory. Comes to the near side. Chelsea Morton, there's a pass deflected away. It's picked up by Dunkelberger. Long pass down to floor. They get it to Hudson. Shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Karen Hudson gets the field goal on the Hastings College turnover. The Broncos now with 9 turnovers in the ball game. Breckman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. And that's going to send Karen Hudson to the free throw line. Dunkelberger comes out for Northwestern. Coming back into the ball game is going to be Cassidy Brien for the Red Raiders. So Hudson to the free throw line here. She is 2 out of 2 so far today. Shot is up there good. So Northwestern now grabs the lead over Hastings College again. It's 35-34. In favor of the Red Raiders on the 3-point play by Karen Hudson. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Brittany Wong with it. Comes over here to Chelsea Morton on the wing on the right side. Chelsea Morton looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Good defense here by a Northwestern's Cassidy Brien. Out to Frankie Peterson. Now to Wong. To Frankie Peterson. To a Morton again. Chelsea Morton takes it down on the baseline. Dumps it away here to Zwiener. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hudson. Hudson takes it to the far sideline to Paige O'Neill. Bounce pass here to DeYoung. Her shot from the low block is up there good. Kendra DeYoung scores there for Northwestern. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings down by 3 points now. It is 37-34 in favor of the Red Raiders. Hastings with the ball. Here's Brittany Wong. Comes over here to Chelsea Morton. Lobs it inside here to Zwiener. Zwiener in the lane. Puts up a shot. Good. Laurel Zwiener, a little hook shot there. She's now got 13 points in the ball game. 37-36, Northwestern in the lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Kendra DeYoung. Drives it toward the goal. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Was it tapped out of her hands? Northwestern says it was. And it was, as Cammie Brunklin got a little piece of that one there for Hastings College on the drive. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Williamson. Also in will be Yorick. Coming out will be Zwiener and Chelsea Morton. 17-15 to play in the ball game. Hastings College trailing the Red Raiders of Northwestern by the score of 37-36. Kendra DeYoung will inbound the ball to get it to Kleinsasser. Kleinsasser, now to Paige O'Neill. Entry pass to DeYoung. Her fall-away jumper is up there in the lane. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. Picked up here by Hastings. Cammie Bruckman has got it. Bruckman now to Frankie Peterson. Peterson gets the ball ahead to Brittany Wong. Two-handed pass back on top. That's Bruckman behind the screen from Frankie. Moves over here on the wing on the right side to Brittany Wong. To Bruckman. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Jump pass to the far sideline. Peterson drives the baseline. Dumps it off inside to Williamson. She's fouled in the play. She goes up for the shot. Sierra Williamson go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. The foul is going to go on Paige O'Neill of Northwestern. That's going to be her second personal foul. So going to the free throw line here for the Broncos will be Sierra Williamson. She's a 73% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Misses that one. Williamson will have one more. She's averaging 3 points and 2.8 rebounds per ball game on the season. Next shot is up there. It's good, so she hits one out of two from the free throw line. And we are tied up at 37 points apiece. 16 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the ball game this afternoon. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball. Karen Hudson, her pass to the left side of the lane is going to be deflected, picked up by DeYoung. She is double-teamed on the baseline, and now a traveling violation is called on DeYoung. She was trapped along the baseline. DeYoung trying to go up for the shot. She's looking for the extra steps. 14 turnovers now in Northwestern. Peterson comes out. Here comes Holly Samuelson back into the ballgame. 16-37 to play in the contest. Hastings 37, Northwestern 37. Here's Brittany Wong. She brings it up now against Paige O'Neill into the offensive zone. The Taz Yorick. Taz outside down to Samuelson, top of the key, drives it down the left side of the lane, stops there, goes to Williamson inside the free throw circle. Her shot is up there, no good. Taz Yorick with the rebound. Taz brings it down here in the corner, gets it out to Brittany Wong, comes across the top now. That's going to be Samuelson with the ball. Samuelson, top of the key. Cammie Bruckman holds it there. Bruckman moves it over to Samuelson on the wing. Bounce pass goes to Bruckman. The ball is going to be tipped away and is picked up here by Hudson. Turnover number 10 on Hastings College. Here comes Kendra DeYoung now for Northwestern. Pulls up inside the ring. Can't put up a shot to O'Neill. O'Neill goes over to Hudson. Her 15-footer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound O'Neill. Gets it here on the short baseline. Left side. The shot is up and in. Cassidy Brian hits her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 2 points. Northwestern out on top of Hastings now by a score of 39-37. And the Broncos come back and throw the basketball away. Brittany Wong trying to connect with Samuelson over there on the far sideline. They throw the ball in the second row of the bleachers. Turnover number 11 on Hastings College. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. We've got the men's game, which ought to be a dandy, coming up next at 4 o'clock. Paige O'Neill with the ball. Paige O'Neill for Northwestern to Mackenzie Small. Now to Brian, dribbles once, comes out to DeYoung, mishandles the ball, but it's picked up by Paige O'Neill. On the wing on the right side, Mackenzie Small, down to O'Neill, to Kleinsasser. Left side to Brian, lob pass goes inside, wide open, the shot is up and in. Mackenzie Small got the ball. As they passed the ball around the perimeter, Small broke loose into the lane. They got her the ball, and she scores easily. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Northwestern now leading by four. 41-37, Hastings with the ball. Bruckman comes over here to Wong. Wong on the wing on the right side. Brittany dribbles it, takes it to the top of the key, moves it over to Samuelson. Holly Samuelson picked up by Kendra DeYoung. Here's Cammie Bruckman now. She dribbles the ball in the paint, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good, but she draws a personal foul in there. A foul here is going to go on Mackenzie Small. That's going to be her second personal foul. Going to the free throw line here for Hastings will be Cammie Bruckman. She's had kind of a rough day today. She's got 4 points in the ball game. She's 0 out of 3 from the free throw line. She'll have 2 shots here. Looks up there, throws it up, and it's good. Bruckman hits her first free throw of the day. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. Here comes Chelsea Morton back into the ball game. Going out is going to be Taz Yorick. Northwestern 41, Hastings 38. And here comes the second one from Bruckman. That one is off of the mark. It is no good, and the rebound comes down to Northwestern. Mackenzie Small with the rebound, so the Red Raiders have the ball and a 3-point lead. Northwestern attacks offensively. Paige O'Neill gets out here to Brian. Down to Kendra DeYoung. Here on the free throw line, extended left side. Mackenzie Small. They get it back to Kleinsasser. Now dribbling the ball inside. It's going to be O'Neill. A short jumper in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Gets the ball ahead down the right sideline to Bruckman. Bruckman pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Gets it here to Brittany Wong. To Cammie Bruckman. Inside down to Samuelson. Bounce pass down low. Mishandled by Williamson, but she picks her back up. Gets it out here to Bruckman. Dribbles the ball in the paint. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good, but she draws the personal foul again. And Bruckman will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Cassidy Breen. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number four on the Red Raiders. Hastings with just one team foul here in the second half. So the Broncos, the worst free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, goes to the free throw line again. Bruckman, her shot is up there. It's good this time. Now 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. She'll get one more. Ashley Williamson coming in now for Northwestern. Coming in for Hastings will be Zwiener. Coming out for the Broncos will be Williamson. 14-15 to play here in the ball game. 41-39. Hastings down by a couple of points. Bruckman's next shot is up there and in. Bruckman hits a pair from the free throw line this time. 41-40 is the score. Red Raiders have a one-point lead. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball. Paige O'Neill has got it. Out to Mackenzie Small. Moves it over in the wing on the left side to Brian. Dribbles once out on top to Paige O'Neill. On the wing, right side, Mackenzie Small. Now to Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung comes across the top to Paige O'Neill. Looking inside. Nothing there right now. O'Neill down the left side of the lane to get it to Williamson. Williamson down to Brian. She dribbles all on the left side. A pass inside is going to be deflected. It's picked up by Hastings. Broncos have the ball. Here comes Chelsea Morton back the other way for the Broncos. Chelsea, free throw line, double team. Morton gets it away. Now to Bruckman, now to Josie Schopp. Inside is Zwiener, spins, puts up a shot. Williamson blocks the shot. Williamson comes down with it now for Northwestern. Outlet pass going to be deflected away. It's picked up by Hastings. That's Morton. Drives, shoots, and scores. Chelsea Morton scoring there for Hastings College. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Morton. Here's a steal now by Josie Schopp. Josie goes for the basket. Her shot is up there and in. So back-to-back turnovers there for Northwestern. Hastings converts, and the Broncos now have a three-point lead. We've got a timeout, Northwestern. 13 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the ballgame. Hastings 44, Northwestern 41.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Relax. It's Ream at
1230 KHAS.
Other scores going on today in women's college basketball. Briarcliff is out on top of Dort at halftime on a score of 32-31. Also in women's college basketball, 15 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the game. Mount Marty all over Nebraska Wesleyan this afternoon in Lincoln by a score of 46-28. Hastings College with a lead here over ninth-ranked Northwestern. The score is 44-41. Morningside is playing at Midland today in one of the contests, and then Concordia University against Concordia of Nebraska. They will tip it off at 5 o'clock tonight. That's number 2-ranked Concordia of Nebraska against number 10-ranked Concordia University at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball. Here's another steal by Morton right at the 10-second line. Driving to the basket, she's fouled in a play. So three straight turnovers here for Northwestern offensively. Now Morton is fouled in a play as she will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Paige O'Neill. That's going to be her third. Hastings College as a team now hitting 11 out of 20 from the free throw line. Everyone but Zwiener. She's just 6 of 15 from the free throw line. Shot from the line again is going to be no good by Morton. As Zwiener is 5 for 5 from the line, everybody else really struggling today. As Chelsea Morton will go to the free throw line again, she's already 0 for 3 from the line. Broncos have a 3-point lead. Next one is up there. That one is good. Hastings College now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 45-41. 13 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Northwestern has turned the ball over three straight times here. Red Raiders have the ball in their offensive end. Karen Hudson has got it. Hudson here on the wing. Good defense there by Morton of Hastings. They get it back around to Kendra DeYoung on the wing. They lob it inside to Kleinsasser, and she backs up. We got a whistle. I have a foul called here on Hastings. The foul is going to go on Breckman. That's going to be your second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Paige O'Neill looking to trigger things in here for Northwestern. Paige has got the ball, gets it in now to Allie Dunkelberger, who's back into the ball game. To Kleinsasser, spins, puts up a shot over Zwiener. It's going to be partially deflected. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be tapped out of there by Zwiener. So Zwiener got a little tap with that one. Off of the shot from Kleinsasser. They give the ball to Northwestern. So again, the Red Raiders will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Paige O'Neill looking to play things in. Looking. They finally get into DeYoung on the left baseline. Tries to put Samuelson in the air. Can't do it. Now to Kleinsasser. Back outside to Paige O'Neill. Over on the wing on the right side to Dunkelberger. Dribbles one. She's covered up. Out to Paige O'Neill. Here's DeYoung. Bounce pass goes inside to Kleinsasser. Dribbles in the lane. Puts a player in the air. Goes up with a shot and hits it. Kleinsasser puts Samuelson in the air and hit a short jumper right in front of the basket. 45-43. Hastings now with a two-point lead with 12:17 to play. Yossi Schopp with the ball to Breckman. Breckman goes over to Samuelson on the wing. Bounce pass goes to Zwiener. Zwiener at the elbow, left side of the lane. Dribbles, puts up a shot. No good as he draws a personal foul. So Zwiener will go to the free throw line down for the Broncos. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Kendra DeYoung. That's going to be her third foul. So DeYoung now with three personal fouls here. We still got 12:07 to play in the second half. Laurel Zwiener to the line. She's got 13 points in the ball game, 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Shot is up there good. Zwiener gives Hastings a three-point lead now at 46-43. Laurel Zwiener will toe the mark for her next one here. 71% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. She misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Dunkelberger. So Hastings with a 46-43 advantage now. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball. Dunkelberger has got it down here, picked up by Josie Schopp, down to Hudson. Hudson drives the ball against Samuelson, goes for the basket, her shot no good, and the ball's recovered here by Chelsea Morton. Morton right-handed dribble, long pass ahead. They get it the ball to Breckman down here on the baseline. Won't go for the shot, and then she throws it to the far sideline. Was it tapped out? It was not. Broncos throw the ball away. The hometown fans thought it was tapped out of bounds. It was not. The Broncos turn it away. That's 12 turnovers now in Hastings in the ball game. Northwestern has got a total of 18 against the Broncos defense. So Northwestern has got the ball back, trailing by 3 points. There's Karen Hudson. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to Cassidy Brien. Brien out to Dunkelberger out here in 3 point territory. Swings it to the left side. That's Hudson with the ball. Lobs it inside to Kleinsasser. Squares right into the basket. Moves it out to the free throw line. There's a feed out to Dunkelberger. The ball tipped away. Picked up by Hudson. Hudson's passing the way. Is going to be deflected away. Now we got a foul called. Another foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Josie Schopp. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Broncos. It's going to be a non-shooting situation. And it's going to be Northwestern playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brien looking to inbound the ball for the Red Raiders. Looking. There's a 5-second violation. No, we got a foul out here in the 3-point territory. It's going to go on Northwestern's Karen Hudson. Hudson clear away from the basket, trying to break loose there. Picks up her third personal foul. Now Hudson has got 3. Dunkelberger has got 3. Kendra DeYoung has got 3 for Northwestern. 46-43 is the score. Hastings College with a 3-point lead. Northwestern head coach Chris Yao trying to rally the troops down here just to our left. Here's Josie Schopp. Nice pass inside to Zwiener. Shot is up and in. Zwiener with 16 points in the ballgame. Nice pass there by Josie Schopp. Hastings with a 5-point lead. 48-43 with 11:05 to play. And here's a foul out on top here on the Broncos. Personal foul on Hastings. That's going to go on Schopp. That's going to be your second. So a nice assist there by Josie on the offensive end. As Laurel Zwiener, she's got 16 points in the basketball game here for Hastings. 48-43, the Broncos with the biggest lead of the ball game at the 11:03 mark. Northwestern will play things in off of the far sideline. Dunkelberger lobs it down here to DeYoung off on a short block left side. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass here comes to Josie Schopp. Right-handed dribble into the forecourt. Schopp stops at the elbow. Bounce pass out to Zwiener. To Breckman for three. Shot is up there as an air ball. Rebound comes down to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger runs her back the other way for Northwestern. Down the lane she goes. Contact made. Shot is up there. No good. And we got a foul called in here. It's going to go on Hastings. The foul is going to go on Schopp again. So Josie Schopp has got three quick fouls here. She is going to check out now here for Hastings College. Dunkelberger will go to the free throw line for Northwestern. Her shot is up there and in. Dunkelberger is a 94% foul shooter on the season. She's 34 out of 36 from the free throw line this year. She'll have another shot. 48-44. Hastings with a four-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's good by Dunkelberger. Catch the lead down to three. 48-45, Hastings. 10:45 to play here in the basketball game. The Red Raiders, ninth ranked in the country. Hastings College coming in with a mark of 11 wins and 12 losses. Chelsea Morton with the ball, and that is Samuelson. Over to Brittany Wong on the wing on the left side. Morton at the top of the key. Over to Samuelson on the wing on the right side. Samuelson comes out to Brittany Wong. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Breckman, top of the key. Breckman drives it. Bounce pass left side. Brittany Wong out of Chelsea Morton. Outside to Wong for three. Launches up a shot. It nearly banks in there. It's recovered by Chelsea Morton. Morton has got it. Now we got a timeout called here as Morton was trapped down along the baseline on the left side. So we've got a timeout here with 10 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings has got the lead. The Broncos 48 and the Red Raiders 45.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 10 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings with a lead. There's a pass that's going to be out for the fingertips of Samuelson. The Broncos turn the ball away. Coming back the other way to Dunkelberger. She has problems with it, taking the ball into the hole, and is picked up here by Breckman. Gambier's got it down to Brittany Wong. Wong into the forecourt. Samuelson on the wing. Back out to Brittany Wong in three-point territory. 48-45. Hastings with a three-point lead. Chelsea Morton has got it. Now to Williamson, who's in there where Zwiener is. Laurel Zwiener gets a little breather here. Back out to Samuelson. Comes over here on the wing on the right side to Chelsea Morton. Now to Samuelson outside her. Bounce pass going to be kicked out of bounds here by Northwestern. So Hastings College will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench. They'll put 15 seconds on the shot clock here. 9 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings trying to upset the ninth-ranked team in the country here this afternoon. The Red Raiders out of Northwestern, one of the conference leaders here. On the wing on the left side is going to be Chelsea Morton. Comes out here, top of the key to Breckman, over to Wong for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball poked away and is picked up here by Cassidy Breen for Northwestern. Breen down the far sideline, out of Dunkelberger into the forecourt. Moves it to the top of the key over to Kendra DeYoung. Kendra DeYoung picked up there by Breckman of Hastings. Out here to Karen Hudson. Hudson brings it out to Cassidy Breen on the wing to Dunkelberger. Lobs it inside to Kleinsasser. Her shot is up and in. Samantha Kleinsasser scores there. She's got 10 points in the ball game. 48-47. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. This is Brittany Wong over to Chelsea Morton. Moves it down in the corner. That's Williamson with the ball. Dribbles once. Back out to Brittany Wong. Dribbles it to the top of the key. Stops there. Sends it over in the deep wing, left side, down to Chelsea Morton, to Wong, right side. They get it over here to Samuelson, back out to Brittany Wong, top of the key, down to Bruckman, down to Samuelson in the corner. Pass is deflected, Samuelson grabs it, tries to shuffle the ball away to Bruckman, throws up a shot, in and out, back in again. As the shot clock expires, Cammie Bruckman gets the field goal. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings 50, Northwestern 47. Here's Dunkelberger with the ball now for Northwestern, down in the baseline. Her shot is up there, it's no good. Ball is loose in the lane. The scramble is on, picked up by Breckman on her back as she gets it away here to Samuelson. Samuelson down the near sideline out of Brittany Wong. Wong into the forecourt to Chelsea Morton. Drives, shoots, and scores. Hastings with a five-point lead, 52-47 with 8 minutes and 4 seconds to play. Northwestern wants to call a timeout.
30 seconds.
Northwestern calls a timeout. 8:02 to play in the ballgame. Hastings 52, Northwestern 47.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Christian's Auto Corner. Need power? How about Hemi power in a 2012 Dodge Ram SLT Quad Cab? Features a bed liner, lots of chrome, and has only 25,000 miles. Books for $28,875. Yours for $25,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern, one of the four teams fighting for the regular season championship this year. Northwestern currently is sitting at 9-4 in the conference, just two games behind the conference leader, Concordia. Concordia's out on top at 12-2. Then you got Morningside in there at 11-3. Briar Cliff and Northwestern currently tied for third at 9-4. Right now, Hastings giving Northwestern everything they want in this one. Broncos have a 5-point lead, 52-47, and the Red Raiders, they throw the basketball away. Kleinsasser had the ball right at the elbow left side, tries to take it down to the baseline. The pass was wide of the target. They're trying to get it to Kendra DeYoung down there out of the timeout. Turnover number 20 against Northwestern here in the ballgame against the Hastings College D. We're under 8 minutes to play. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Big possession, I think, for Hastings. Keep the momentum in their favor. Here's a Cammy Bruckman drives the baseline left side. Comes out to Wong. Out to Taz York. Out here in 3-point territory. Taz York being attacked by Dunkelberger. Out to Brittany Wong. Brings it back here to Taz York. Back out to Brittany Wong. Dribble penetration. Throws to the Taz for three. Shot is up there. Good. York has now got 10 points in the ballgame. Hastings leading 55-47. With 7:23 to play in the ball game, Paige O'Neill with the ball. Paige goes over to Kendra DeYoung, and now we got a foul called. They got it inside to Hudson, and she's going to be fouled into play here. It's going to go on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 6 on Hastings. Non-shooting situation. Northwestern will play things in. Here comes Wiener back into the ball game. Williamson will check out. Laurel Zwiener has had an outstanding ball game. 16 points in the contest. That ties her season high, and there's still 7:17 to play here in the contest. There's a shot from the left side. It's up there and in. Mallory Cutter scores off of the inbound. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings 55, Northwestern 49. Brittany Wong with the ball. Comes over here to a Taz York. Now to Brittany Wong, to Cammy Bruckman. There's a Morton, drives the ball down to the baseline, stops, throws it back out to Wong. Now to Bruckman, spins over here on the right side. Taz York, two-handed pass out on top to Bruckman. Dribble penetration in the lane. Loses control of the ball. It is loose and is picked up by Kendra DeYoung. Turnover number 14 on Hastings College. Back the other way comes Northwestern. A pass inside to Kleinsasser. Kleinsasser brings it over in the wing to Paige O'Neill. Top of the key to Cutter. Down left side. Allie Dunkelberger takes it inside the paint. Stops. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Allie Dunkelberger scoring there. She's got 11 points in the ballgame. The Bronco lead is down to 5 points at 55-51. A zone defense again for Northwestern here on this possession. Hastings with the ball. That's a Bruckman with it. Goes over to Morton on the wing on the left side. Out between the circles again to Brittany Wong. To Morton. Moves it down in the corner to Taz York. Back out to Brittany Wong. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Stops there. Bounce pass out to Morton. Throws up a long range two. It's no good. Long rebound. Comes out to O'Neill. The ball picked away by Bruckman. Picked up by Paige O'Neill. Down the right sideline down to Mallory Cunard. 55-51. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Kendra DeYoung, fall-away jumper off of the baseline is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Laurel Zwiener gets the ball into the hands of Brittany Wong. Here come the Broncos now with 5 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Brittany Wong has got the ball in 3-point territory. Comes over here to Cammy Bruckman out of Taz York. Taz holding it. They leave her alone. Throws up a shot on the baseline. Good. Taz York now with 12 points in the ball game. 57-51, Hastings with a 6-point lead. Cunard comes over here on the near sideline to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger drives the ball against Bruckman. A pass inside is going to go to Kleinsasser. She's going to be fouled in the play. She goes up with a shot. Kleinsasser is going to go to the free throw line here as the foul goes on Cammy Bruckman of Hastings. That's going to be her third foul. Three fouls on Bruckman. That's team foul number 7 on Hastings. So Samantha Kleinsasser will go to the free throw line. He's a 75% foul shooter in the season. Has not been there so far today. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. Their free throw is up there and in. Northwestern, the best free throw shooting team in the conference at 71%. Hastings, the worst free throw shooting team in the conference, 64%. Samantha Kleinsasser goes back to the free throw line here for Northwestern. 57-52 is the score now. Hastings with a five-point lead. Next shot by Kleinsasser is up there and in. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play. The Broncos have a four-point lead. And now Northwestern will attack here in backcourt. There's Frankie Peterson, now to Brittany Wong. Frankie Peterson here on the near side to Brittany Wong right in the center of the floor. Brings it back to Peterson into the offensive zone. Zwiener. Zwiener goes over to Chelsea Morton on the wing. Back out to Brittany Wong. Wong down in the corner now. That's going to be Frankie Peterson driving the baseline. Shovels off inside. The shot is up and in. Zwiener scores again for Hastings on the assist from Frankie Peterson, who drives the ball from the left corner toward the goal. 59-53. Hastings with a six-point lead. Here's Northwestern with it. Karen Hudson trying to penetrate. Foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Hastings as Karen Hudson tries to dribble the ball inside. It's going to go on Taz. That's going to be your first personal foul. Team foul number eight on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Karen Hudson now for Northwestern. Hudson has got 7 points in the ball game. She's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Hastings 59, Northwestern 53 with 4:45 to play in the ball game. The shot is up there. It's going to be off the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. To Frankie Peterson down the near sideline. Peterson, right-handed dribble, comes out here to Brittany Wong. Picked up there by Brian of Northwestern. Taz York on the deep wing, right side. Bounce pass goes down to Peterson on the baseline. Peterson holds it, puts it on the floor, dribbles once. Peterson in trouble here on the near side. Comes out here to Morton. Lobs the ball inside to Zwiener. The ball is going to be tipped away by Kleinsasser. And it is picked up here by Northwestern. Back the other way. Karen Hudson drives, shoots and misses. Rebound comes down to Small. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound to Young. The ball is stripped away and a foul is called. Northwestern getting 3 shots of the hole right there. Personal foul is going to be called on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to send DeYoung, Kendra DeYoung, to the free throw line. She has got 12 points in the basketball game. She's the fourth best free throw shooter in the conference here for Northwestern, and her shot is up there. It's good. She's now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Kendra DeYoung averaging 16.6 points per ball game on the season, which is number 2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. She's now got 13 in the ball game, making 14 as that one goes down through the hole. Hastings now leading Northwestern by a score of 59-55. There's Frankie Peterson, her pass, center of the floor. They get it to Zwiener, now to Morton, down on the baseline. Driving the ball is going to be Taz, but she's going to be fouled into play. Taz York is fouled into play here by Kleinsasser. That's going to be her second personal foul. Hastings is also in the bonus situation here. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Red Raiders, and going to the free throw line for the Broncos will be Taz York. She has got 13 points in the ball game here. 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Taz looks up there. Shot is up. Good. Hastings has not had a whole lot of success from the free throw line today, with the exception of a Laurel Zwiener, who is currently 6 out of 7 from the line. Taz will have another shot here that gives Hastings a 5-point lead, 60-55. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes out to Kleinsasser. Hastings with a 5-point lead with 4 minutes to play. Here's Karen Hudson with the ball. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Stops there. Puts up a shot. It's going to be short. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be. Let's see. The officials look at one another. They say it was tapped out again. Hastings got a little piece of that one. They're going to give the ball. They're going to give the ball here to a Northwestern. Again, the Bronco fans don't agree on that one. It was deflected off of her hand, so it's going to be Northwestern playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Cassidy Brian looks to play it in to Kleinsasser on the baseline. Her shot's going to be knocked out of her hands. The ball is loose again. It's picked up by Taz York. Chris Yao, now yelling at the officials here on the near sideline. He wanted a foul called in there. It's going to be York going to the basket. Her shot is no good, and she goes tumbling out of bounds, and another foul is going to be called here on Northwestern. The foul will go on Mackenzie Small. That's going to be her third personal foul. That sends Taz York back to the free throw line. 3:41 to play in the ball game. Hastings 60, Northwestern 55. Taz York, free throw, good. Taz now 4 out of 7 from the line. She'll get another one. 15 points in the ball game for Taz York. That's a brand new season high for her. Laurel Zwiener, she has got 18 points in the ball game. That's a new season high for her. Taz will have another free throw here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot good. 62-55. Hastings the lead. Broncos led by as many as 8 points here in the ball game. 3:36 to play in the contest. Hastings with a lead, trying to upset the ninth-ranked team in the country here this afternoon. Paige O'Neill, not a Kleinsasser from 15. Shot is up there, way off the mark, no good. Rebound DeYoung, foul shot good. Kendra DeYoung, the number one rebounder in the conference, grabs an important rebound there and puts it back down through the hole. 62-57. Hastings with a five-point lead. Broncos on the ball. Frankie Peterson here at backcourt. Now to Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong gets it over here to Zwiener. Her pass is deflected. Zwiener grabs it back. Gets it to Chelsea Morton. Morton here on the wing. Bounce pass outside to Brittany Wong. Dribbles it inside the free throw circle out to Morton. Palms the ball here to Zwiener. Zwiener holds it back out on top there. That's Brittany Wong. Pulls up, shoots a 10-footer. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to DeYoung. Allen pass goes to the far sideline to Small. Small gets the ball ahead to Dunkelberger. Two-handed pass inside to Kleinsasser. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. As Kleinsasser runs over Taz Yorick down there, and Taz is going to be hit with a personal foul. Taz Yorick picks up her second personal. That's going to send Kleinsasser to the free throw line now. 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the game. Hastings 62, Northwestern 57. Samantha Kleinsasser, 2 out of 2 from the line today. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Shot is up there. The shot is good. Here comes Bruckman back into the ball game. Yorick will come to the bench. 62-58. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Samantha Kleinsasser to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Frankie Peterson out of Brittany Wong, so Hastings with a 4-point lead. Brittany Wong into the forecourt, picked up out there by Paige O'Neill, drives the ball to the basket, shot is up there, it's good, and she's fouled. Brittany Wong found the seam, drove it down the right side of the lane, went to the basket, and she's fouled in a play here. Paige O'Neill picks up her fourth personal foul. Hastings now leading 64-58. Wong will go to the free throw line. This will be her first free throw of the day. Looking to add to her total. Her shot is up there. It's good. Wong, a 3-point play. She has now got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 7-point lead again. There's a steal in backcourt by Morton. She drives, shoots, and scores. Chelsea Morton gets the steal. And we've got a timeout from Northwestern with 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play as Hastings has opened up a 9-point lead. A timeout with 2:26 to play. It's Hastings College 67, Northwestern 58.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. And by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Athletics for the 2012-2013 season. If you're just joining us, Hastings College fell behind 9-0 right out of the gates today. They battled back, eventually tied this ball game up at 26 points apiece with 2:18 remaining in the first half. Hastings had a 31-30 lead at halftime. It's been a seesaw battle throughout much of this second half of play. Now the Broncos have opened up a 9-point lead, 67-58, over the ninth-ranked team in the country, Northwestern, this afternoon. Hastings played Briarcliff tough last week, took the Chargers into overtime. The fifth-ranked team in the country before losing 79-70 a week ago. Hastings now with a 9-point lead with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Northwestern is dead last in 3-point field goal attempts this year, so they're not used to throwing up a three. Here's Kendra DeYoung. They'll give her the look from three. Here's a three-pointer from the left side. It's up and in. Allie Dunkelberger knocks down a three-pointer here for Northwestern. She's got 14 in the ballgame, 67-61. Hastings now with a 6-point lead. Broncos have the ball. 2 minutes to play. Here in the contest, Bruckman has got it. Bruckman comes over here. They get to a Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong dribbling with a ball. Out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the right side. Lobs it in. Out of Zwiener with a back to the basket. Working against Kleinsasser. Goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. Good. Big bucket there for Laurel Zwiener. She's got 20 in the ball game. 69-61. Hastings with an 8-point lead with a minute and 40 seconds to play. Here's Paige O'Neill. Now to Kleinsasser. The Kendra DeYoung out here at the top of the key. Kendra DeYoung over to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger drives it and loses the ball out of bounds. Turnover Northwestern. That's 21 in the ball game for the Red Raiders of Northwestern. Hastings will come back with the basketball and an 8-point lead, 69-61. Here's Frankie Peterson inbounding the ball as they get it here to Morton, and she is dunked, and a foul is going to be called. Dunkelberger is going to pick up the personal foul. That's four on her. Paige O'Neill has got four. Mackenzie Small has got three. Kendra DeYoung has got three for Northwestern. That's team foul number 10. Team foul number 10 on Northwestern, so this will be a two-shot foul. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Chelsea Morton, 61% foul shooter. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Morton is now one out of five on free throws today. So he got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings with an eight-point lead, 69-61 with a minute 29 seconds to play. Next one is up there. Good. Now Hastings wants to call a timeout. 1:29 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 70, Northwestern 61.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings has missed 13 free throws so far today. Northwestern has missed two. Northwestern, the best free throw shooting team in the conference. Hastings College, the worst. But the Broncos have a 9-point lead, 70-61 in this ballgame. Laurel Zwiener has had a season high, 20 points in the ballgame today. Taz Yorick, a season high. She's got 16 points in the ballgame. The pace of the Broncos here today. Taz came in off of the bench today. 70-61. Hastings leading by 9 points, so a three-possession ballgame. Again, Northwestern, they don't shoot a lot of threes, although Dunkelberger hit a three just a couple of minutes ago. Hastings has kept Northwestern well below their season average. They're averaging 77 points per ballgame. They've got 61 on the board here with 90 seconds to play. Now Hastings will attack in backcourt. Dunkelberger will get things into a Paige O'Neill as she runs it into the forecourt. Paige O'Neill hands the ball away to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger out here in three-point territory sends it down low. O'Neill has got it on the baseline. Trapp gets the ball away. Passing will be intercepted. Intercepted by Frankie Peterson. She gets the ball away to Brittany Wong. And now we have a foul call in backcourt. Northwestern turns the ball away for the 22nd time in the ball game. Hastings will go to the free throw line. So the Broncos will go to the line. Paige O'Neill picks up the personal foul. And that's going to be number five on Paige O'Neill. She's going to foul out of the ball game now with a minute and 11 seconds to play. O'Neill leaves with no points. And in the ball game is going to be Cassidy Britton. Going to the free throw line will be Brittany Wong. We have got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Last time those two teams played, 114-102. Northwestern beat Hastings up in Orange City. Brittany Wong goes to the free throw line and knocks one down for the Broncos. That gives Hastings a 10-point lead, 71-61 now with a minute and 11 seconds to play. Next one is good. 72-61. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball. Cunard has got it there. Right side of the lane out to Kleinsasser. Gives the ball away now to Mallory Cunard. Dropped along the far sideline. Forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. Zwiener grabs the rebound. Laurel Zwiener being attacked back here, and she's going to be fouled into play. And now one of our better free throw shooters, Laurel Zwiener, will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Mallory Cunard. That's her first. Laurel Zwiener will be the 72-61, 55 seconds to play. Laurel Zwiener with 20 in the ball game. For Hastings College, he is 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. She'll have two shots. It's up there. It's up. No good. She'll get one more. Northwestern tied with Briarcliff for third place in the conference. Hastings took Briarcliff to overtime a week ago. And now they've got an 11-point lead here over the ninth-ranked team in the country, Northwestern. As Zwiener misses the second free throw, long pass down the floor. They get it to Kleinsasser. She drives, shoots, and scores. Samantha Kleinsasser scores after the missed free throw from Laurel Zwiener. That makes the score 72-63. So we're down to a 9-point ball game. And Northwestern has called a timeout here. 49.7 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 72, Northwestern 63.
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
72-63. Hastings College has got a 9-point lead. Hastings played the third-ranked team in the nation during the preseason. Played a tough College of the Ozarks team. Played them tough. We're just trying to figure out if this is the first ranked team that Hastings has beaten this year. I'll have to look back. We don't have it in the bag yet. It's 72-63. 49.7 seconds to play. So it'll be Hastings College playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. That's going to be Breckman. She gets it into Zwiener. Zwiener's being hit back here, and the foul's going to be called on DeYoung as she tried to knock the ball away. Kendra DeYoung picks up her fourth personal foul. So Hastings will go to the free throw line again. Coral Zwiener has got 20 in the ball game. We think this is the first ranked opponent that Hastings has knocked off, but we can hang on to the lead here as Laurel Zwiener goes to the line for two more shots. It's up there. That's going to be good. End of the ball game, Morton. Yorick will come to the bench. Hastings has missed 15 free throws today. They still have a 10-point lead, 73-63. Zwiner's next free throw is up there. Good. 74-63. Hastings with a lead. Here's a Breen with the ball, gives it away. Cunner to three-pointers, but up there way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Wong, and she's fouling the play. Again, Northwestern not accustomed to firing up three balls. They've never been in a position where they really had to. They're hitting 30% from three-point territory. They're definitely looking for threes on these possessions down the stretch here, trailing by 11 points. The last foul went on Kleinsasser. That's going to be your third personal foul. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brittany Wong. She's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line today. She'll have a couple of shots here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot good. Hastings 75, Northwestern 63. Broncos will play Midland on Wednesday night right back here at home. Next shot is up there. It's good. Hastings 76, Northwestern 63. There's a Breen with the ball. Comes over to Dunkelberger. Has it stripped away. Goes out of bounds. And it was last touched there by Chelsea Morton. Nearly got her hands on the ball. Well, she did. It knocked it out of bounds on the far side. So Northwestern will play it in now with 31.2 seconds to play. There's Cassidy Breen with the ball. Breen will play it in. It's going to be off with the fingertips of DeYoung. It goes out of bounds. He tried to save it, but couldn't get to it. And a turnover on Northwestern. They have turned the ball over 23 times against the Hastings defense here today. So Taz York is going to come back into the ball game. Chelsea Morton checks out. Here comes Hastings down the far sideline. Brittany Wong gets away and runs it into the offensive zone. Now with 25 seconds to play, the Broncos have a 13-point lead. Frankie Peterson gets it inside down to Zwiener. She backs up. Zwiener comes back out here in three-point territory to Breckman. Breckman hands the ball away. That's going to be Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling out near the midcourt stripe now with 8 seconds to play. And Hastings College has beaten the ninth-ranked team in the country here this afternoon. Brittany Wong at the buzzer throws up a shot and misses it. It's no good. And that is the ball game. Hastings College has beaten their first-ranked opponent of the season as a number 9-ranked team goes down here this afternoon to the Broncos. The final score, Hastings 76, Northwestern 63. We'll come back and recap this one for you after this.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week at Custom Pack of Hastings, get USDA Choice Boneless New York Strip Steaks, only $6.97 a pound. A 2-pound bag of fully cooked breaded chicken patties, only $3.49 each. And Farmland Spring Hill Sliced Bacon, only $1.58 a pound. It's all at Custom Pack, 601 West J.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College shocks the Great Plains Athletic Conference here today as they knock off the Northwestern Red Raiders, the ninth-ranked team in the country. The final score is 76-63 in favor of Hastings. Again, it looked very dismal to start off the ball game. 9 straight points to begin the contest here for Northwestern. Got out to a 9-0 lead over Hastings. It took the Broncos about 4.5 minutes to get some points on the scoreboard. By then, it was 9-2. Northwestern led 13-2. Got out to a 16-4 lead in the first couple of minutes of the ball game, and then the Broncos started to chip away. Eventually came back to tie the game up at 26 points apiece with 2:18 to play in the first half. And Hastings had a one-point lead at halftime, 31-30. Seesaw battle throughout much of the second half of play. Hastings and Northwestern were tied up at 37 points apiece with 16:48 to play. That was the last time we were tied as the Broncos got out to a three-point lead at 44-41. Hastings then got out to an eight-point lead at 55-47. Led by 9 points at 67-58 and 70-61. Getting some free throws down the stretch, and the Broncos win it here this afternoon on the score of 76-63. That is the first win over a ranked opponent this season for Kerry Hofstetter and the Broncos. Laurel Zwinger, a season-high 22 points in the ball game today. She had 11 in the first half and 11 more in the second half. So Laurel Zwinger, a season-high 22. Taz Yori got a season-high 16 points in the ball game. Brittany Wong ends up with 16 points. The other scorers for Hastings, Cammie Breckman had 9. Chelsea Morton had 8 points. Josie Schomp had 5. Sierra Williamson had 1 point in the basketball game today. Northwestern, they were led by Kendra DeYoung, and she scores 16. Samantha Kleinsasser, she scores 15. Allie Dunkelberger had 14. The other scorers for Northwestern, Mallory Cunard had 5 points. Mackenzie Small had 4. Karen Hudson had 7. Paige O'Neill did not score. She fouls out with 1:11 to play in the basketball game. So Northwestern, they dropped to 15 wins and 6 losses on the season. They're now 9-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College improves to 12 wins and 12 losses. They are now 7-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they try to keep their postseason tournament hopes alive. Hastings right now holding on to the number 8 spot, the 8th and final spot in the GPAC postseason tournament field. It'll be determined next month. But a big win for Hastings College here today as they knock off the ninth-ranked team of the nation as they beat Northwestern by the score of 76-63. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll check in with Lance Creech, the head coach for the Hastings College men's basketball team, as they get ready to face Northwestern for the second time this year. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.